Patriots win epic Super Bowl.
Can you believe in miracles? Yes, you can.
Big businesses go to court.
All arguing the president's executive order is unlawful.
Anger over president's praise for Putin.
You think our country's so innocent?
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. What a finish. The New England Patriots roared back to win Super Bowl 51 in Houston, 34-28 over the Atlanta Falcons on Fox.
Toss to White. He's in. Patriots win the Super Bowl.
A historic comeback, the first Super Bowl to be decided in overtime, and one that cements quarterback Tom Brady's place among football's greats. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
It was a game full of history. At one point, it looked like the Atlanta Falcons would easily win.
And Atlanta is running away midway through the third quarter, 27-3 over New England.
No team had ever come back from that large a deficit to win the Super Bowl. That is, until last night. The New England Patriots, led by their quarterback Tom Brady, did something few thought they could accomplish. The Patriots tied the game in the final minute of regulation, then won it in the first Super Bowl overtime game.
The Patriots have won Super Bowl 51 in the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history.
Some of the Patriot players could hardly believe what had taken place. New England's Chris Long.
Man, this is like, it went from the worst dream I've ever had. I was like doubting, why am I even alive? To like, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me.
As for Tom Brady, he became the first quarterback to win five Super Bowls. After the game, he addressed his fans.
We're bringing this sucker home!
After the game, there were huge celebrations in Boston. Here's reporter Doug Cook.
Patrons spilled out from the bars around Fenway Park, gathering at Brookline Ave at Lansdowne Street. This Pats fan couldn't believe what had happened.
This was like a roller coaster of emotions. Like, we all were very, very down in the first half, right? 21-0. But we kept the faith, as we do our, as New Englanders, and we rallied, and then we won.
Tom Brady!
The crowd danced and sang for about 15 minutes. Then everybody went home. Doug Cope, CBS News, Boston.
Well, after the Super Bowl, Tom Brady couldn't find the jersey he wore during the game. He says someone might have stolen it. When he told team owner Robert Kraft, Kraft told him, you better look online. Well, advertisers were looking for their own wins during the Super Bowl.
Hey, Melissa, now the rhinos need saving.
Rhinos!
Kia's ad putting Melissa McCarthy in one peril after another took top spot in USA Today's ad meter. Janine Poggi at Advertising Age.
When you have a name like Melissa McCarthy, everyone knows, it certainly helps generate buzz and excitement the same way that a big movie that has a big celebrity in it would.
Do I tell her that despite her education, her drive...
Audi's ad also got a thumbs up from viewers, a dad and his daughter on a racetrack with an equal pay message.
Welcome to America.
Budweiser's tale of the company founder's struggle to get to America was one of the most watched. It did draw some Twitter blowback, protesting the immigration theme. 84 Lumber revised its ad for TV when it was called Too Political. It was the journey of a mother and daughter trying to reach the U.S., arriving at a wall. Viewers crashed the 84 Lumber website trying to watch the full ad. Well, dozens of businesses, many of them tech firms, are joining the legal fight against President Trump's executive action on immigration as the White House fights to overturn a court order that blocks it. CBS's Jan Crawford.
The list reads like a who's who of tech giants. 97 American businesses, including some of the most powerful companies in the world, signing legal arguments against the president's travel ban. Filed overnight in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, the brief states there is no precedent for an order like this one in magnitude or kind. Adding, the uncertainty of President Trump's executive order severely undermines immigrants' and businesses' ability to make plans, conduct business, or manage any affairs involving non-citizens.
I'm Stephen Portnoy at the White House. The Justice Department is expected to file its latest challenge to the Washington State federal judge's restraining order today. Over the weekend, President Trump said the decision was made by a so-called judge. And in an interview that aired on Westwood One's coverage of the Super Bowl last night, Mr. Trump defended his ban.
We're breaking the glass a little bit. We're doing what has to be done. We're
being strong on vetting. We're being strong on coming into the country. It's very easy if you just let it be the way it was.
From his Mar-a-Lago estate this morning, President Trump tweets, any negative polls are fake news. Sorry, he says. People want border security and extreme vetting.
Well, both Democrats and some Republicans have been critical of Mr. Trump over his Fox TV comments about Russia's president. CBS's Major Garrett.
President Trump excused the rampant allegations of political jailings and assassinations against Russian President Vladimir Putin by implying the U.S. was no better.
Putin's a killer.
A lot of killers. We got a lot of killers. Why, you think our country's so innocent? You think our country's so innocent?
The president appeared to link Putin's human rights violations to America's 2003 invasion of Iraq.
Take a look at what we've done, too. We've made a lot of mistakes. I've been against the war in Iraq from the beginning.
Yeah, mistakes are different then.
A lot of mistakes, okay, but a lot of people were killed. So a lot of killers around, believe me.
Well, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell told CNN Putin is a thug and said he doesn't see the equivalency between the way the Russians conduct themselves and the way the U.S. does. Turkey says more than 700 people have been detained in a major ISIS sweep. Raids took place in more than two dozen cities. Dozens of attacks in Turkey have been linked to ISIS. In Britain, it's a day fit for a queen.
On the day Queen Elizabeth became the first British monarch with 65 years on the throne, a 41-gun salute in London's Green Park, followed by a 62-gun royal salute at the Tower of London. The Queen herself, though, is in seclusion at her Sandringham country estate. It was there that her beloved father, King George VI, died of lung cancer 65 years ago today. The reign that Britons are celebrating today began in deep personal grief for the Queen herself. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
A three-year-old girl is at the center of what's become an increasingly nasty custody battle in South Carolina. Here's CBS's Jim Crisula.
Tammy Dulsing and her husband have had custody of three-year-old Braylon since she was a three-week-old foster child. They adopted her in 2015.
The judge was so clear on her order. She was so clear on why she chose us and why she did not choose the biological father.
The girl's biological mother gave up her parental rights, and her father's rights were terminated because he was in jail. A South Carolina appeals court, though, has ruled the child should be given to her biological father. The Dulsings will continue their legal fight, saying they're the only family the little girl has ever known. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The horror flick Split won the weekend box office for the third straight week. The low-budget film has taken in nearly $100 million since its release, and despite an outcry from animal rights groups, A Dog's Purpose finished third. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.